No grades, no timetable, Berlin school turns teaching upside down. Pupils choose their own subjects and motivate themselves, an approach some say should be rolled out across Germany. Anton Oberlander is a persuasive speaker. A few years ago, when he and a group of friends were short of cash for a camping trip to Cornwall, England, he managed to talk Germany's national rail company into handing them some free tickets. So impressed was the management with his chutzpah that they invited him back to give a motivational speech to 200 of their employees. Anton, it should be pointed out, was 14 years old at the time. The Berlin teenager's self-confidence is largely the product of a unique education institution that has turned the conventions of traditional teaching radically upside down. At Oberlander School, there are no grades until students turn 15, no timetables and no lecture-style instructions. The pupils decide which subjects they want to study for each lesson and when they want to take an exam. The school syllabus reads like any helicopter parent's nightmare. Such subjects are limited to maths, German, English and social studies, supplemented by more abstract courses such as responsibility and challenge. For challenge, the students 12 to 14 are given €150 and sent on an adventure that they have to plan entirely by themselves. Some go kayaking, others work on a farm. Anton went trekking along England's south coast. The philosophy behind these innovations are simple. As the requirements of the labour market are changing and smartphones and the internet are transforming the ways in which young people process information, the school's head teacher, Margaret Rasfield, argues the most important skill a school can pass down to its students is the ability to motivate themselves. Look at 3- or 4-year-olds. They are all full of self-confidence, Rasfield says. Often children can't wait to start school, but frustratingly, most schools then somehow manage to untrain that confidence. The evangelical school, Berlin Center, is trying to do nothing less than reinvent what a school is, she says. The mission of a progressive school should be to prepare young people to cope with change, or better still, to make them look forward to change. In the 21st century, schools should see it as their job to develop strong personalities. Making students listen to a teacher for 45 minutes and punishing them for collaborating on an exercise, Rasfield says, was not only out of sync with the requirements of the modern world of work, but counterproductive. Nothing motivates students more than when they discover the meaning behind a subject of their own accord.